Ephesians 5, if you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God, if you can and are able tonight. Ephesians 5, verse number 19. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for standing this evening. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for Calvary tonight, what you've done for us. Thank you, Father, alone. Lord, we sure are glad we're sailing in the old time way tonight. I want to thank you and I want to praise you for that. I want to thank you for the people, Lord, that you put in this place. Lord, that's still going this way. Help us now to be an encouragement tonight and a help. Touch Brother Jason, the young people out back. Touch every teacher. Help them, Lord, and we'll be grateful. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Well, you all may think that me and Miss Renee's been eating gunpowder at our house this week. She had teaching last night and I know the gist of her teaching about some words that we use that is off color, that's become in our vocabulary that has crept in that's still not right. Somebody say amen. You know, we ought to be watching our mouth and what we're saying and even what we're talking about. But here tonight, I want to talk about our singing and why we do what we do. Now, the Lord's writing to the church, and He's saying, we had taught last week on being filled with the Spirit of God. And that will change your day. But then he goes on and he says, now speaking to yourselves. And he's talking about not only talking to us, but talking to others when we gather together. And he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. I want to say, in case I don't get around to the outline, I want to give you the outline tonight. There's five things that we find found in this verse. First of all, there's an intention to be public. There's an intention that's to be public, speaking to yourselves. When we come to church, we ought to be singing song. We got somebody to sing about. And I'm glad we got somebody that enjoys us singing to it. There's the intentions to be public, speaking to yourself, communicating to everybody. And then there's some instructions to be particular. He said psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And then there's a invitation to be practiced. He says, singing and making melody. Singing and making an invitation to be practiced. And then there's an involvement to be personal. He said, in your heart. And then there is an individual to be praised. The Lord. Now, first of all, we sing because there is an intention to be public. Jesus sang a song with His disciples in Matthew 26 and 30. One form of our worship is that of singing. And Jesus gave us this illustration with His disciples in Matthew 26 and in verse number 30. Here He said, and when they had sung a hymn... Not achy, breaky heart. But when they sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And I noticed this, when you sing a hymn, It will be about Him. Well, I can tell y'all don't want preaching tonight. If I'd have shouted that at the camp meeting, I wouldn't have got to say another word. That's pretty good, though. A hymn is about Him. There is an intention that is to be public. We are to be speaking to ourselves. Jesus sang a hymn. They sang it together with His disciples and they went out. In Mark 14 and verse number 26, you'll find in the parallel gospel of this teaching, you'll find here Jesus said these words. Matthew 14, 26, when they had sung a hymn, they went out on the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it's written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I'm risen, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. Gee, what he ought have done, he ought have said, Jesus, stay here and sing me another verse. But verily I say unto thee this day, even this night, for the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me three times. He said, Peter, don't never say never. And he said, but he spoke the more vehemently. He said, if I should die with you, I'll not deny thee in any wise. And watch this, likewise also said they all. Now, we better be careful what we say because others is listening. And certainly Jesus gave us this hymn for an intention to be public. Let me tell you, when people come in our church, they need to hear songs sung about Him. Not about Grandma in her rocking chair. People tickle me, you know, about in their testimonies. I found out as a pastor sometimes it's better just to let some things alone. And it's amazing. I've heard people get up testifying even about dropping their cell phone in the commode. What's that got to do with Jesus? All right, y'all want to be quiet? I'll get real loud in a little bit. You can just stay quiet. You ain't got to shout tonight. You don't have to shout for me to preach. But it does help the preaching. And so certainly, boy, we need to be encouraged. When people comes in, they need to be hearing songs about Him. We hear enough songs about everything else. He needs to be glorified and magnified. So Jesus sung a hymn with His disciples. Could you imagine? You know, sometimes I'll be honest with you, I'm honored for these men to let me get on stage and just let me hung along in the background. You know, I notice they'll turn my mic down real low so nobody can hear them. Thank God they're taking care of the preacher when he can't take care of himself. But I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to throw my fist in the devil's face, but it's just a blessing to get up here with old Brother David, Brother Tim, Brother Mike. I mean, men that you love and just enjoy being with and go to singing together. But could you imagine Brother Lee being there for Jesus singing? We're going to get there one day. An intention to be public, speaking to yourselves. Then in Psalms 100, here we notice that, boy, it's good for every church service to have hymns. In Psalms 100 and verse number 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Don't wait till you get to heaven. Serve Him with gladness. Be glad that you're a child of God. What's happened to some of us? We forgot about where we was when God found us. The news wore off of the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. That God would die on a cross, come to your house and awake you from your sin and save you by His amazing grace. Boy, that's wore off of us way too much. Now we sing a song about amazing grace and we sit there and say, well, we done heard that. Well, I'm glad God's more interested in us than we're interested in Him. We have our leadership get up and try to lead us in songs and y'all looking out, looking in your pocketbook, you text messaging, you answering cell phones and you going every place. We ought to have our mind upon the Lord. The Bible said, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord and be glad and serve Him. We ought to come before His presence with singing. Honey, I know I can't carry a tune in the bucket, but glory to God, I'm going to be found trying to be singing. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. An intention to be public. We don't sing just because we're Baptists. We sing unto the Lord as a part of our worship. We glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. We don't come here and sing about being a Baptist. We're singing unto the Lord. Lift up His name. Speaking to yourself. Let me tell you something. If we've ever need encouragement, if we ever should be hearing some singing, it ought to be some singing going on tonight. Thank God for some people that ain't lost their soul. Singing. How it helps our heart to hear singing. Boy, it's just a blessing to get around Him. An intention to be public. Number two, I'm going to lose some of you here. Now the instructions to be particular. Now I'm going to hurt the sales of a thank you tractor sexy. Ephesians 5, speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. They overlap in their meaning. You know what it means, the root, the depth, the root, the depth, the measure, the merit of it, what it means, non-carnal. Scriptural truths. I've got over, wrote in my notes. And I don't know if I'll get any further than here. Now, we're told, you know, now, in our new church age in 2012, we have a music that has become a sound that is very confusing. They call it Christian rock. I passed a place coming out of Carrollton. The big mega church up in Carrollton had bought the round building a few years ago. And I come by, and it was a guy, and he had some kind of long, moppy hair. Had half his hair off, his shirt off, and a big gold chain a-flopping. Had a steel guitar, and all them young'uns looked like they was out there like a bunch of monkeys jumping up. And I know what they was a-doing. I love what my little girl done. My little grandgirl, I took her out. I forgot to tell y'all. I took her out to eat Saturday before last, and we went up down there to Pollard's to eat breakfast. Good place to go eat breakfast if you want some real country sausage. And they was having a, what's this new dancing stuff to lose weight? Zumba. The church there, they had Zumba Saturday. Now my little grandgirl, 4 years old, she's sitting in the truck with me. And when I come by, it had Zumba Day. And there's all the grown folks out there shaking and a-bouncing out in the yard and a lot of music going on. And this big blowed-up man was a-waving at everybody. And this is what she said. She said, Pop, said, what's that? I said, honey, they say it's a church. You know what she said? She said, that a birthday party? I said, honey, I don't know. She said, they need to go to their house to do that. Now, some of y'all may not like that. But let me tell you, if there's going to be any Zumba dancing here, your preacher be doing it with a King James Bible, neighbor. Now, it's amazing when a 4-year-old child's got more sense than their pastor. But they ain't got no pastor because a woman's on their sign. That's the problem. Now, we're told by the religious rockers that we must look and sound like the world in order to reach the young people of this generation. They say many young people will not listen to the gospel or come to church, so we must meet them on common ground. Now, that common ground is rock and roll. In other words, they're saying that the preaching of the Word of God is no longer sufficient in the day and hour we live for both young and old. All right, if this is true then, why don't they open bars in their church in order to reach the multitude of drinkers? Or why don't they open up pornographic shops in their churches in order to reach those who engage in smut? We don't go to their level so we can bring them to the Lord. They ask, well, what's a little compromise with God's standards of holiness and separation if it results in souls being saved? This type of reasoning is one of the doctrines of demons that Christians are accepting. What we are witnessing today is the spiritual and moral degeneration that is affecting Christians to the degree that many no longer have any discernment between good and evil. Demonic music is the main road and the major tool and the vehicle through which Satan popularized suicide. Drug abuse, immorality, perversions, blasphemy against God and sacred things. Christians have no business trying to imitate those who are on the broad road to destruction. Huge rock concerts promoted free sex lifestyles. Open drug and alcohol abuse. A theme or a gesture to do your own thing attitude. Lyrics preach rebellion, no morals or no responsibilities. Drugs became synonymous with rock music. In the early rock, in the mid-50s and 60s, Elvis Presley came along. Then Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Smokey Robinson. Then hard rock came later in the 60s and the early 70s. There come the Rolling Stones and the Beach Boys. And then the great British invasion of the Beatles. Then came heavy metal in the early 70s and late 70s. The Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, Kiss, and Alice Cooper. Look like a bunch of demons. Somebody say amen. Taking our children to hell. The beat and the volume increased in such a way that it drove them to rhythms that would captivate their listeners. Isn't it amazing? You never see that group trying to be like the McCamies. You never see that group trying to be like the Inspirations. But you try to see modern day Christians being like them. They got more sense than the modern day Christians got. Thank God for Peg McCamey. Somebody say amen. You know, I came up in the 70s. I can't never remember of any concert that I went to that they promoted Bible reading. The concerts I went to, matter of fact, in shame be unto me and to my God, I didn't know how I got there or when I left. But yet, we're going to do the world's methods and go to them to try to reach a world. That ain't what Jesus said. He said, come out from among them and be you separate. Speaking to yourselves. Psalms. Hymns. Spiritual song. Not carnal. You say, well, preacher, I can listen to my country music and I can do this. And I'm not going to fight with you about that tonight, but I'll make this statement and I'm going to stand on it. Don't you tell me that that won't take you from this book listening to the secular music of this world. They promote wife cheating, wife swapping. They promote drinking. They promote drugs. They promote murder and killing. They promote pornography, homosexual lifestyle, the things of the world that ought to not be near the church house. You say, well, that's my kids' business, what they listen to. All right? When they in the car upside down in the ditch bank, you remember you said that. ZZ Top never did make me read my Bible. It made me want to smoke a joint. Ain't it amazing that old nature we got? You know, sometimes on the History Channel, something they'll start singing them oldies and your foot will start doing it. But it never did remind me of going to church. Some of y'all going to fall out with me. You just have to fall out and have a heart attack all I know, honey. It ain't coming in this church. Have you ever thought about that? That crowd ain't trying to mock the McCamies. They're not trying to be something that they're not. They're just doing what they're supposed to be doing. Acting crazy. Don't think it's strange that the world's acting crazy. Jesus said it'd be that way. What ought to bother us is what's going on in our churches. That's what ought to be getting our face on the altars for our back. I love seeing my little old grandbaby grab my other little grandbaby, taking her down to Sunday school class. Thank God she ain't going out chunning to a dog and a pony show, watching some fella swallow goldfish, walk back in and say, Daddy, that man swallowed the goldfish. What's that got to do for eternal things? Well, you can't build a church preaching that way. Well, then we won't build one. He said, where two or three are gathered together, I'll be in the midst. As long as He's in the middle of it, that's all we need. When He's in the middle of it, the bills will be paid. The lights will stay on. Deuteronomy 5:29. I know it's 2012. I've got a calendar. Got one on my watch. Got one in my phone. Got a smartphone. I think it's pretty dumb, but I got one. Deuteronomy 5:29. He said, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. If it's good enough for our grandpa, it's good enough for us. We've got the right stuff. Any of you ever heard of Brother Edgar Thomas? Anybody ever heard that name? Raise your hand. Talked to his brother this week. He said, Brother Ken, my brother was dying. He said, he called me in a room by herself. He said, Brother Lean over here, he said, kiss me on my cheek. He said, he kissed Brother Edgar. And he said, now, let me kiss you on your cheek. And he kissed him. He said, now listen to me. Don't you change. We got the right stuff. There's a little old woman down there in Noonan, Brother Brian's church, where I'm preaching this week. So she's fixing to really got low. She had a Hodgkin mass in the church come around her bed. So she took her Hodgkin mask off. She said, preacher, let's get the show on the road. She stepped out to glory. Boy, I'm glad. what I've got in me is real tonight. There's a woman here, first time Sunday. I've never seen her. She grabbed me at the back door. She looked at me in my eyes. She said, "You've got a heart for God." And left. You say, "Why'd you say that?" Because I just wanted to say it. I'm glad I've got a heart for God. And when this world is in a tailspin, there's stability in that boot right there. And in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. God wrote to those in the book of Deuteronomy, He said, "I want you to hand it down to your children forever." You'll notice this. Look at Ezekiel 28 and 13. You say, "Ah, preacher," said, "the devil ain't in music." Oh, he ain't. Well, let me tell you where he originated from. In music. He was over the music in heaven. Nearly every theologian I've ever read about this verse, they all agree. God had him set in the music of heaven. He got prideful. He's been out, kicked out for thousands of years. He's a smart rascal, buddy. I want you to watch what it says. He said in Ezekiel 28, verse number 13, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was you covering." Boy, he was pretty. Topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald. Gold. He said, "Thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I've set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they fill the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned before I have cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of the fire." Our theologians get it out of verse 13, where the workmanship of the tabrets and of pipes. Verse 17, his heart was lifted up because of his beauty. You know what'll take you down quicker than anything is pride. You know what'll take a preacher down quicker than anything? When somebody gets to filling his head full that he's the best thing since the preacher he talked about tonight. When people applaud the singer. And boy, it's in all of us. This flesh loves compliments. Ephesians, we see where he says, speaking unto yourselves. Let's look tonight in Galatians 5 and verse number 17. Galatians 5, verse number 17. "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh." How in the world can you worship God with fleshly music? It's enmity with the Spirit of God. Joel Osteen, pastor in the largest mega church in America. You know what the theme, the thrust of his message is? Prop up the flesh. Prop up the flesh. The Holy Ghost kills the flesh. You say, "Well, Joel Osteen's my favorite preacher." Well, you don't understand what I understand. God will be his judge. I won't be. But I can tell you this, the Holy Ghost never points to flesh. How many times have you left this church, God filled you, you stood up and said something, when you left to go home, the devil said, you looked crazy tonight. You know what you've done? You embarrassed your flesh. But when God was on you, it didn't matter, did it? You see here, it's enmity one with another. The flesh and the spirit don't get along good. They're warriors. They're in war against each other. And I'm going to tell you which one will win. The one you feed the most. I challenged you Sunday night on prayer. I wondered anybody's prayer life pick up. I come in from meeting Monday night. I was tired. I was wet. Pulled in the driveway. Renee was asleep. It's late. Got a place out in my barn. I pray. I've got a split cedar bench. A man gave me in Louisiana. It's there in my barn. He gave me a sheepskin. I lay it on this. It's my altar out there. And he says, Pastor, when you pray over this and you see this sheepskin, would you pray for my sheep when you pray for yours? I closed my door and I got ready to go in. The Holy Ghost said, go to your prayer place. Boy, my flesh is tired. I said, well, Lord, I just preached on that last night. I'm going to mind you. I done been in my altar a couple times today. I went out in that barn. Hell no, God done something to me. You see, what I feed the most is what's going to be the most in me. If I feed the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God's going to lead me. If I yield the Spirit of God every day, the Spirit of God will lead me. When I get in troubles, when I let this flesh start lead, I'd hate to let Ken run this thing right here. Boy, I'd be in a pile of trouble in just a few minutes. We don't need worldly songs pumping up our flesh. We don't need worldly preaching. I understand a man needs to have confidence in the Lord. I understand that a man needs to have confidence walking through this world. But we better remember one thing. Jesus said without Him, we can do nothing. You see, there's an intention to be public, sing. Instructions to be particular. He said, I'm going to tell you what to sing. Hymns. What is that? Book of Psalms. Psalms. Sing them. Read them. Songs that have a message. Victory in Jesus. Amazing grace. Saved a wretch like me. What tickles me, we come out of here. I've done this a few times. I've got people's car and that thing will be on. I don't know what that country station is. 101 point something FM. That thing blaring and a kicking. Oh, Lord, preacher got in. They go to changing channel. I'm not your judge. But I'm telling you this, if you listen to their kind of music, you're going to be doing what they're doing before long if you don't watch yourself. People's confused. The Statler brothers. They in a juke joint one night at church the next night. They won't be in here. I don't preach in a church Sunday and go to nightclubs Monday night. All right? What's happened, they've got in the entertaining business. The Grammys, the Emmys. I thought this thing was about Jesus. I didn't think it's supposed to be turning to a mega marketing millions. Matter of fact, I done found out if you serve Jesus, He'll let you have some things, but it won't be about you. I was down that peach orchard last week of preaching. Didn't know airplane come over all them peach groves, said Ken Bowman's preaching Monday through Wednesday. I didn't see no banner down there at Reynolds City Limits. Ken Bowman, Bowden, Georgia. God ain't into celebrities. He's looking for somebody that'll love Him. You see, He don't only tells us why to sing, where to sing, what to sing, but He tells us this, not only intention to be public, instructions to be particular, but an invitation to be practiced. You ought to get into singing. Singing and making melody in your hearts. Look in Colossians 3. Preacher, you telling me I'll go to hell if I listen to a country song? I didn't say that. I said, you can't make me no more think you listening to different kind of music get you closer to God than I can tell you I can go worship God in my deer stand or my bass boat on Sunday and get the same results as being here. That's hogwash. That'll take me further from God, and so will your strange music. Now, I know some of you don't like that, but look up here. I don't care. And I know you're going to roll your eyes. And you're going to go right and do exactly. But you remember this. When you crash, your preacher said so. I don't see none of them people coming to your party. When you're hurting, I don't see that crowd coming to you. When your young'un's out there in the hospital, I don't see Waylon Jennings showing up. Let me go and get on something else while I got a little gunpowder in me. Not only does he use music, he uses a baseball and a football. The devil will use anything you'll let him use. I know some of you ducking. I'm gonna close it. I love fish. I love to hunt. But I just can't get by with it on Sunday and Wednesday night. If I ain't here on Wednesday night, I'm preaching somewhere. I don't understand why people don't want to come to church, brother. I can't get it. I just know this, people do what they want to do. And you're here tonight, and I'm not scolding you because you're, thank God, I'm glad you're here. Turn around and tell somebody, say, I'm glad you showed up tonight. Turn around and tell somebody, say, I'm glad you showed up tonight. Look in Colossians 3:16. He thought so much of it, he said it again. You ever notice that? Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing, that's advising and warning one another. Look here. Well, there it is again. Psalms, hymns, he ain't even changed, and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Singing to the Lord. An invite to be practiced. Sing to Him. An involvement to be personal. Psalms 146. Psalms 146. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I'll sing praises unto my God while I have any being. See, music ought to have two main thrusts, two main purposes, and this is what they are. Number one, to worship and glorify God. Number two is to edify and build up Christians. We're to worship and glorify God. Psalms 150. And an individual to be praised. Sing unto the Lord. Why can't sing? Well, you ain't singing to us. Sing to the Lord. He's not going to laugh at you for singing to Him. Psalms 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. He says, you can get loud at the ball field. Why can't you shout down there where you go to church? Amen. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. It's okay to have instruments in church. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Oh, now don't get crazy on me, preacher. It's okay to cut you a little holy dance every now and then. It'd do you good. Praise Him with stringed instruments. It's got strings on it. I wished I could play it. Praise Him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath... Are you breathing? Let everything. Well, I ain't fit for nothing. You right. He called you a thing. Let everything that's got breath. Praise Him. An individual to be praised. I'm glad we got a God tonight worth praising. I'm glad we got a church tonight that sings old time songs. You say, preacher, let me ask you, why won't you let a little contemporary come in? Well, I've noticed this. When it goes to leaning, it's going to fall. Oh, now, preacher, you know it would be wrong if them kids could sing a little contemporary song. Well, it would be for me. God said the songs we sang, hand them down to our young'uns. Don't let the devil get you babies in their music. He said, oh, preacher, you so old-fashioned. Thank you. Thank you. Now, preacher, you're smarter than that. Thank you. My daddy, bless his heart, he ought to have killed me. He ought to pull me out of my car. I had a 73 Le Mans. Y'all remember when you had 8-track? How many ever had an 8-track tape player? Maybe some of y'all. I'm glad the young'uns ain't here. They think that was a bear trap or something. They had these speakers then called mind blowers. That's what they'd do. By Jensen. Jensen mind blowers. I hauled hay all summer and bought me a pair of them. Put in the back deck lid, and then they had covers, Brother David, of insulation. And you took that cover and you put it up under there and made it go louder. And I had that thing wide open. Had me a Boston tape plugged in. Well, I cut my car off and I run into the shift change. And my daddy, some reason or another, he needed a way home, so he got my keys. And I had my 8-track tape player under the seat. You couldn't find it. He drove it 9 miles. He said, my God, boy, when I got out of your car, he said, I didn't know if I was coming or going. Boy, he didn't know I was that way myself. May God rest his soul. Watch what your young'uns are doing. Get involved in what they're doing. Folks, let's keep our church real and old-fashioned and alive and friendly. Any family comes in this place, we ought to be the first. We don't need welcoming committees. We're a church family. We're the body of Christ. We need to be loving each other. People coming in, welcoming them. Jesus will sort everything out. Keep your eyes on Him and trust Him on this book. Ain't no sense us playing judge and jury. Preacher got up last night and he preached on forgiveness. One of the best messages I've ever heard in my life. You know what? Something, and I've been knowing it, but God really showed me something last night. A preacher had said something to me, and I'll be honest with you, I had an ought against him. But Paul was writing to the church, Brother Lee, and he said, "You forgive them as for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." They ain't got to ask you forgiveness. Because we ain't going nowhere with animosity in our heart. We just got to say, "God, take this out of my heart. I don't want this no more. Take it out." And I just had to say, when the Lord, He ain't asked me, because what he said to me hurt my feelings. He hurt my feelings of what He said. He made fun of me, hurt my feelings. I said, "Lord, take that away from me. I want to be the kind of Christian ain't nobody got to ask me. That they got to apologize for me to forgive them. I want to be done with it." Brother Mike, that man in prison messed with us. He ain't asked me yet to forgive him, but I forgive him. It ain't bound me down. Glory be to God. I'm looser than a goose. And he didn't get one paycheck. He got a bunch of paychecks. He's in prison tonight. He ain't wrote me no letter, "Preacher, forgive me." I've had to forgive him. I ain't toting that junk around in my heart. What kind of preacher am I going to be to y'all if I'm full of bitterness? Man, we got to move on. Jesus is a lot bigger than anything that ever happened to us. He's worthy of our praise. We got a song to sing. Singing to yourselves. Psalms, hymns, spiritual song. Encourage one another. Don't play Led Zeppelin on the way home. Thank you for being here tonight. Stand with us. Father, I love you and I praise you. I want to thank you for the good liberty tonight. Thank you for our church you've given us. God, how we want to honor you with it. Thank you for the ones that make up this body, the ones, Lord, that are so faithful to give God, pay their tithes. I thank you for that. Thank you for the Word of God tonight that we have. Pray now you touch these families, Lord, those that need a special touch. Help them, Lord. Oh, God, help them, and we'll be grateful. Meet with us here Sunday, Lord, I ask you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight.